And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Happy weekend to you. Middle of July. You ought to be firing up a grill if you ever do it this time of year. This is it. This weekend, I had 16 people over, and we did a burger and a dog bar just because the six of the 16 were little ones, and they liked that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a fun time with that. But
well, you've got lots of burger.
Right, yeah, right.
I bet it's depleting, though, quickly.
Right, yeah, but this show's called All About the Hog and the Grill. So we talked a little bit about St. Louis and baby backs. Now let's go to country ribs. What are those, Bob, and why would you buy them?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to hit the baby just a little bit because we kind of went heavy on St. Louis. Great big long ribs on any creature, or any animal, right? So up towards the top of the backbone of the pig is where the baby backs come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they call them babies. They cut them shorter. I don't know. But they do have a lot more meat on them. And you're right up near the loin. And that's a fun piece to cook. It's a better looking presentation for a lot of people. And I'd have to give Chili's the credit for that because everyone wants their baby back. But, you know,
right.
They really pounded that nationally worldwide. So they made that famous. And same thing, you're going to want to pull that membrane off. But what we didn't talk about was how do you know when to do what product? Everybody likes to say, well, I did the 3-2-1 method. I'm not a 3-2-1 guy because I don't think you can ever stick to anything like that. You have to know what that meat looks like when you put it on, when you have to wrap it, if you're going to wrap it,
mm-hmm.
and then when it's really done and what to do with it at the end. And that's all based on looks. And that's why the St. Louis are nice because they're so uniform. You don't have much difference from one end to the other.
Yep. Baby back, the short end, the rib might only be 2 inches long.
Right.
On the other end, it might be 4 inches long.
It needs more attention.
Right.
So what I do with my ribs almost all the time is I cut them into 3 rib sections. Okay. I just run my nice sharp knife down the center, and I make them so they're nice.
Serving size almost.
Yeah. And that way, you know, if people decide they're going to be gluttons, it'll be obvious. You know,
right.
I got to see you take a second because what you don't want is for people to overserve themselves and not be able to finish it and waste good product.
Right.
That breaks my heart.
Yep.
And so in terms of the baby backs, it's a really good idea now to cut that smaller end off because it's going to be done quicker.
Right.
And you're not going to overcook anything trying to
get the rest of it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Now, I sauce at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I thought you did too. Maybe the last half hour, 45 minutes. You'll get guys that do this competition-wise, they'll spritz them with an apple juice.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Especially if you're not wrapping.
Right. And it just hydrates them, gets them a little shiny and nice to look at.
Apple
and adds
juice,
flavor.
Apple juice.
Yep. And
with a little.
The sauces that have a sugar in them, I think, they get a little bit of a bark on them if there's sugar in
little
your
blacken.
Sauce. Yeah.
Yep.
And it'll get tacky. Too. Those are just mouthfeel things and appearance. You know, when you've got a nice mahogany-colored set of ribs and they're a little tacky and they stick to your fingers a little bit. And I mean, you know, those are all the things that I'm thinking that my ribs are good when all
I'm
that
thinking
happens.
I want to make some ribs today.
Yeah.
I'm going to Sobeys.
Right. So country ribs. We talked a little bit about that when I was high on the hog there.
Yeah, and I remember the first time we did these, you scratched your head because you didn't know why I was so excited about country ribs. Because your mom never made them,
right?
Because when you're a kid, you grow up eating what mom makes.
Right.
And just like, you know, what was your mom famous for making?
Oh, macaroni and cheese.
That is one of your specialties.
I understand, man. I know.
Okay, ding. Give me a high five on that.
It's the first thing that came out.
Oh, my gosh. You can't deny what I just said now.
Right. Yeah.
It's true. And it's our moms, for the most part, in America, that predicate our what we like,
right?
Because
I grew up with it, man.
Yeah.
I'd eat it every day. I can't do it because I'd be 400 pounds, but I love it, man.
Oh my gosh, one thing we brag about Jop about is his mac and cheese.
Yeah. People like it.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's good to have a specialty.
But we're back on country ribs.
Well, and that's why
Hello,
I like country ribs.
Yeah.
because my mom used to make them.
Right.
And back in the day, I think she was the first person I ever saw grill.
Yeah, right.
My dad didn't know how to turn it on. But country ribs are really the blade cut off a shoulder.
Right. So a pork shoulder, what we call Boston butts, or many of you that are smoke a pork butt, well, some of them are boneless. Some of them have a bone in. The ones that are bone in, the butcher runs his saw down through there, and you get a chunk of the bone with the shoulder.
So why would someone buy a country rib?
Because of the price per pound is great, and the flavor is wonderful.
And it looks like a rib.
Right.
So if you do it right, it can taste really, really good. And
absolutely.
I would tell you to keep the bone in. Number one, drives the price down quite a bit. Number two, you just get a better looking presentation when you're done with them. So this is like a long skinny pork steak when you look at it. Has all the different colored meats in it and stuff. So what my mother used to do was she'd put it in a big pot and bake it with barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't tell you to do that. You could try smoking it if you have a smoker. If you just have a grill, do what mom used to do and go ahead and bake it. And then don't put any sauce in or anything. Just put your rubs on it and then pull it out of the oven after about 2 or 3 hours till it's as tender as you want it to be. Now grill it.
Right, with sauce.
And grill it and then brush a little sauce on at the very end.
Yep.
Don't put your sauce on until you're about done. And for one thing, it keeps your grill a lot cleaner.
Right, it does. But again, you only want it tacky. You only want it tacky. You don't load it up because let the pork do the work.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. And then, make a nice sauce to go with it or buy a nice sauce to go with it. I'll be making sauce this afternoon, actually.
Cool.
So that's why I think I need to do some ribs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have some fresh sauce. And I developed this sort of a coffee. I call it a coffee sauce because I put coffee in it. And
well, imagine that.
Everybody loves it.
I might call mine a beer sauce then.
I got sauced on beer once. So that's country ribs.
Right.
Loin.
Loin will, the good news about the loin is that this is a very, now we're going with a chop has the bone in, a loin could have a bone, but it might just be the cut of meat.
You can do a loin with the bone in or not.
Right. And you've seen that in the meat case, that softball size piece of pork that's about, it could be any length, but they usually are about a foot long.
Now, can you buy that with the tenderloin on it as well?
Generally not. They're usually the tenderloins are the littler ones that are about the size of a golf ball, maybe a
tennis
ball.
So they've already cut them off.
Right, yep, they've cut them off. And they come from a different part of the hog.
That would look like a T-bone when you're done with it, practically.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So what would you do with a full loin with bone in?
A full loin with bone in, one of my favorite things to do with it is a rotisserie. And you just run that skewer down the center of that thing, put your little forks in each end, and offset on the charcoal grill. You could do it on gas, too, but build your fire on one side, not underneath your meat, because it's going to drip, right? There's a fat cap on that. And as you cook that thing, that fat's going to render. You remember Mad Jack?
Yeah.
He used porchetta, but it was the pork loin plus a little bit of the belly meat. We can cover that another day. But that loin on there, when it's rotisserie and it just self-bastes, it's amazing. And it's so good. It takes you a while. This is where you really need a very good digital thermometer because you want to get that done to about 155, 160 in the center. When you take it off and let it rest, it'll finish off to the 165.
But it's a loin? Loin?
Yeah.
Why would you cook it that high?
Well, my guests don't generally like it pink on the inside. They want it done, and it'll with it rotisserie, it'll get drier on the outside, but the center of it will still say nice and moist, but it's just a visual thing because I think I'm with you. 145, you could probably eat it, but I like to bring it a little
warmer.
Well,
if the bone's in it, you're going to have to be worried because you might have little blood spots and
stuff.
Right,
yeah, and nobody likes that. I mean, it's a visual thing. It ain't going to hurt you any. There's no such thing as the trichinosis anymore.
I've never seen a rotisserie with a bone in.
Yeah, right. Well,
might look pretty cool.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Coming up next, we're going to be making bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.